already come in every heart. When we came in, he came in our hearts. And we thank God and just ask him to always be with us and guide us. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 46. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're always grateful and thankful, Lord, for all that you do for us, God, and all that you died and suffered that we may have. Father, we thank you and ask you, Lord, if we have a need, Lord, let us know that you have already paid the price for it. Lord, and let us be manifested and hold fast to that. Lord Jesus, as we look around us, Lord, we see evil everywhere. But God, we see that you is always blessing. Father, we see that many people, Lord, you have healed here in this church, Lord, and we have seen. God, and we thank you for it and ask you to let us know what you have done for one, Lord, you do for others. God, and we thank you. Wherever we go, Lord, whatever we do, let us be blessed by your holy word and be thankful in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 46, beginning verse 1 through 11. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early.
The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, the heavens divorced, the earth melted.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth.
He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Amen. Be still and know that I am God. You know, he has to get us in a place where we can steal away to hear that still small voice and receive his voice, his revelation to us. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. It's in the key of C, I'll Stand for Jesus.
I'll stand for Jesus. Let the world go by. I'll claim his promise. Oh, he will supply. And we will walk together, my Lord and I. Stand for Jesus. desire this morning, and I'll stand for Jesus.
This morning to pray.
praise Him. And I know the blood's applied. I'm walking in newness of life. And I cannot fall, for it's greater than all the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can only walk in that newness of life because of the life that was in that blood that was shed for us. Amen. It's been shed abroad in our hearts this morning. Let's turn to page 139 in the Spiral Songbook. Amen. And He shed that blood so He can abide in our hearts and in our lives and in the bride of Christ. Amen. Are you rejoicing for that? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all of this, that the Comforter abides with me. Oh, He abides, yes, He abides. Oh, hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. Comforter abides with me. And once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at His feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. Happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Says the Comforter abides with me. Oh, He abides. Yes, He abides. Oh, hallelujah, He abides. Rejoicing night and day, the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. There's no thirsting for the things of the world, they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly all my night was turned to day. All my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides with me. Oh, He abides. Yes, He abides. Oh, hallelujah, He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. Comforter abides with me. Let's sing that last verse. There's no thirsting for the things of this world, they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly all my night was turned to day. All my burdens rolled away, for the Comforter abides with me. Let's all stand. Oh, He abides. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. He truly is the comforter. He's a promise keeper of his word. He abides with us. Amen. Let's change the order of the service as our brother comes out. Open the eyes of our heart. You ready to hear the word this morning? And that was a wonderful service we had at Watch Night to just bring in the New Year's. As some said, I think that was the best service we ever had. It was just so wonderful to have that assurance. And we don't walk alone, but because he lives, we can live also. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you.
See him, well then you can see him, because he'll make a way. That's what he's always done. That's the whole point, isn't it? Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to Revelation 3 that we've been reading from, then from Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. Try to continue the thought and bring the message more to a close in the basis of what we've been talking on the new creation, new race. We won't be ending it. We'll just be changing over and picking up some things to deal with that. We appreciate, we had a, really enjoyed the Watch Night service and all like that. It was a great time. I hope you enjoyed it, because it was, to me, it was a good time. It was a good ending up of the year and bringing forth of the new. And our brother done a marvelous job ministering the scriptures unto us, and we thank him for that. Amen. Just remember, pray one for another. Brother Bob will be ministering this afternoon, because we're going to start now today back on the two services. So it'll be 2:00. Brother Bob will be ministering. Wade is having to deliver mail. They've got so far behind until he's out on the mail route running that. But, you know, just remember, and Lord willing, I said he'd do Wednesday night, but I reckon y'all can try to get back. Okay. All right. We'll cover from that if not and all, but he can, preach on Wednesday night. Amen. Any other announcements? I know we always, we will be, electing officers, everything for the year. We have to do it once a year and everything of the officers and keeping everything in records and all. So, if any of you have any, reason that you don't want to serve in your capacity as a, you know, whatever office or whatever point or, situation that you're in that you don't want to cover and don't want to be in it this next year, then let us know because that'll save us the trouble and then we can get all of that together and get everything set in order, of making out the new officers because it's just a thing we have to do. It's on that point. Amen. Okay. Father, we thank you for the day and the hour that we have. Thank you for giving us a new time, a new day, a new year, a new opportunity to be able to serve you. We pray that you would just bless, Lord, each one. Remember the sick ones. Some among us here, Lord, being this still old devil trying to do everything he can. But just be with each one and just bless. Remember, like Brother Longora and them there, Lord, and their church are having a lot of troubles and things with the virus. So just be with each one. Have your way, Lord. Let your light shine to each heart and life, our lives. And Lord, let our hearts and all be set on fire for you in this new time and new day. Because it is a new time. It's a new race. It's a new creation that we're facing things that mankind has never faced. And Lord, we just pray that you'll help us through. Guide us and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation 3:14. We keep reading this because it's the message to this church age. Right? Okay. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. All right. Now we come down to that and it's used speaking of the beginning of the creation when really it's the winding up of the creation or the finishing of the creation is into this age here. But that's one of those things that we look at. All right. Let's go to Revelations 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over ever creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. All right. Now we know that's a spiritual creation. That is not a physical. We'll get to that as we go through. Now we go to the physical part because the prophet said God took 1:16, the spiritual man, put it in human flesh in Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and he became a living soul. You may be seated. The Lord had his blessing to the reading of the word. And now, I don't want to shortcut and do and drop off, but I want to try to move up today because we spent some time talking about the, calling it the new creation. I look back in my notes and things and on the computer. About 4 or 5 years ago, I spoke on this, new creation, new race. And, you know, it can never end because it constantly unfolds, you know, as we're going along. And, you know, we know that you got, justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that brings you into the body of Christ and making you a new creature, a new creation. All right. Now, that's wonderful and all, and that's what I've been driving hard to see, for us to follow the line of seeing that God's first creation was himself, not a creation. He didn't create. That's where we take those words and we destroy ourselves by thinking on those words instead of thinking in the right order. God didn't create. Who created who? Mankind, some believe, see, that God created Jesus, and Jesus created everything else. Well, that wouldn't work out. You're hung in your Trinitarianism. I don't care if you claim it in the message of believing one God, you're hung in Trinitarianism when you're still hung up with the point of trying to explain it that away. And it's not that away. So we know that God never had a beginning like we talk of the word term using it of the beginning. He always was eternal. So then you can't say, well, now he created, but it's just terminologies. When the prophet said God's first creation was himself. Well, it simply means to me now, as the way the prophet explained it, it's just God's way of explaining or manifesting or showing himself. It's like the Bible says, no man has seen the Father except the Son, all right, which is bringing him forth and manifesting him, all right? See, then that's the way it started in the beginning. God, he was trying to condescend down to mankind or down to life and bring mankind into being is a better way of saying it, because this is all we know. We spent quite a while studying about the creation of God in that form was back before the foundation of the world. All right. And see, the first creation then was God himself. And then out of God came forth the Logos, the theophany, the words that we use to express the eternal God. And as it did, then God made man in his own image. Genesis 1 there. All right, man and male and female, he made them in his image. All right, then what is the image of God? Well, it's a glob, it's a this, it's that. No, we've been over these over the years. God is a being. All right, now you say, well, now, but Brother Dale, we're not in the image of God. This flesh man is not. The man that's within sight of that is the man that you're talking about. So then Genesis 1, 26 and 27, he made man in his own image. Whatever the image God was, or likeness, or whatever, whatever he looked like, you know, then when he created man in Genesis 1, there, 26, he created the man in that image. Or in other words, he brought forth that man in that image. He didn't create, because that's where we get our words and terms. I was thinking some I've tried to study back, you know, to where I can speak more. But the prophet said that Adam was God's first creation in the mankind line. All right, so he's bringing it forth, and he came forth. Adam was created. All right. But Jesus was begotten. Amen. All right, now watch. You say, well, look, that's the same thing. No, it's not. You're a long ways off, and you missed your point. Because remember, Adam was created full grown. Right? He wasn't created a baby. But Jesus was created a baby. Or come forth in that image. All right. So then we try to make words to fit something to explain ourselves, but it's humanly impossible. But see, God has tried to reveal himself. That's the whole point. To make himself manifest to where that he could reveal himself to his people. And what was the purpose? He was lonely. He was lonely. Because he was by himself. He was Elohim, self-existing. All right. He existed alone. And it wasn't that Jesus was with God back there. See, you're in your Trinitarianism. No. It was the way he is coming forth. All right? He comes forth to reveal himself. And what was his first creation? Then himself. In other words, he steps over enough to where mankind will be able to eventually comprehend what's taking place. And as he does, then he's showing himself of who he is. See, then he makes the man. Well, then if you want to know what God looks like, look at the man. Now, not the physical, because that's in the animal. All right? But the spiritual man is the spiritual God, you know, the spiritual God himself coming forth to manifest himself or unfold himself, showing what he is. And see, that way, you know, people don't understand me a lot of times, I guess, when I'm trying to speak. And maybe I don't understand myself. That's all right. See, I believe God is real. Now, I know the Bible says God is a spirit. Now, I know the prophet, what he's saying, that God is not in bodily form. Right, we know that. He's not in bodily form. He's in spirit form. But what did he look like? Well, I don't know. You just don't know. Well, he made the man.
Yes, right.
And he made the man his own image. Well, whatever God, whatever man is, God is that being. And whatever God is, man is. Man is, and God is. He comes forth as being and understanding.
Right.
See, to me, I'm trying to get you to see God is real. Because I believe he's real. Brother Brandon said he's not like the wind that just blows backwards and forwards. He said he's a being. See, he's the person. The terminologies we use maybe foul up what our thought is, but he's a person. And he's real. And see, then we're going back to that image. Because that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to bring this point in to bring to a close, but yet it's seeming so hard because we're just now getting started. Do you realize that the eternal God is trying to reveal himself to mankind? And in doing that, he had to use channels and ways and things. Because I hope he was listening to the message I've tried to bring. And listening to, you know, what I've been trying to stammer around and find words to talk about. Yeah. Because how can you talk about the eternal God? And see, then you get in your mind, God is a spirit. And who can't see a spirit? We can't see a spirit if he don't take a form. That's right. I mean, you can't see God if God don't take a form that he can come forth, that the person can comprehend him. The best you could say would be you could feel him, maybe, or something, but you can't see him because God's not in that realm that we live in the natural like that. But yet he's there, and see, he was there before the world ever begun. Do you mean, Brother Dale, you think that God has a form about him? Right. I've always believed that. He's not just like the wind just puffing around, you know, and just going and all like that. No. He's real. And the reason that I know that what I'm talking about is true, because we're going toward that image. I hope you've been listening to the point that I've been just easing up a little. Easing up a little. See? And to come to find out, the church is the last image of God upon the earth. Right? So what does God look like? It looks like a spiritual image of what it is. Now, not the physical man. but the spiritual man. Brother Branham would say, what kind of a man did God create? He said, spirit man. Well, he said, because God's a spirit. Well, now you're a whole lot more, I hope you think about yourself as being real. You know, I mean, we're not just a spirit that's floating around. Right? We're a being. And God is trying to bring forth into understanding where we can see it and comprehend that God was trying to reveal himself. And as he did, it would come from God to Adam. All right? And Adam then was not first created human flesh. He was first created a spiritual being. Because God is a spiritual being. No? All right? Then in Genesis 2 and 7, then he becomes a natural man. A natural man. A human man, a flesh man, looking like the animals in their image instead of in the image of God in that natural part. But yet still, when he comes forth, you know, you go from God to Adam and bring Adam in as a spiritual being first. Don't bring him in as a physical being. Bring him in as it's supposed to be, a spiritual being. In the image of God. Alright? See? You're going then from God to Adam in the spiritual image. Then you go from, you got to come in there with that creation of Adam in natural. I don't mean this wrong. I mean this way. If you that haven't heard the last message I preached on this, I would ask you to do me a favor. You say you? Yeah, because it would help you to understand. I've listened 4 times, I think it is, to that service. That's not bragging on me. It's the fact that I would have loved to hear, and then just sit there Friday night and hearing our brother, and he just come right down the line. I was watching him very close. And he came right out to a point that I haven't even got to. And see, I want to talk to him, you know, see how far he can go on and all. I enjoyed it. I thought he'd done a marvelous job. But I'd ask you to get the last message that I tried to preach. Well, let's go, I ain't got time. You got time to do everything else. Don't talk to me about stuff like that and junk. You know, I mean, if we were in school and the teacher, you know, told you to read a certain book, you ought to read that book. And to me, the greatest book of all to read right now and what I'm talking about is Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed. If you get that message and go through it, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to bring it for. Because there's something about the creation that I haven't touched yet. Am I just saying it that way? I'll touch on it today. And let's see if you can follow it. Or try to. So you go from God in the basis of God being the beginning and being there in the beginning and being the eternal God, the self-existing one, and then he starts condescending downward, and as he does, he becomes in to be known as the word logos, theophany, word anointed or anointing, and even come down to the Son of God. That's what I've always told you. That's the hardest thing seeming to get people to think about, that the Son of God was back before the foundation of the world. But the Son of God in a spiritual form. God in another form called a son. He's the Word. He is the Word. The Son of God, the Word. The Word created all things. Is that true? And the Bible said all things were created by Him. By who? Not Jesus the flesh man. He was not back there to do that. Jesus the spiritual man. So you come in from God to Adam. Now, Adam's not physical now. Keep with me. He's just in the image of God. He's eternal. Because God's eternal. That's what Brother Branham says, blasphemous names. Now, I'm sorry. If you won't go read the book to see what the prophet has to say about it, then all I got to say is to you, you're the one that's losing, not me. Because I've taught it over and over and over. Brother Branham blasphemed his name. He said, especially into Adam, he breathed the breath of eternal life. See, because Adam was an eternal person with God. Now the spirit man, Adam, not the flesh man. The spirit man. Let us make man. And he made a spirit man. Or in other words, he just expanded himself. He just stepped over into another form called the Word and began to create. All right? See, then you look at that and you see that Adam in this, and Eve in the spiritual condition, what if there had been no fall? What if there had been no fall? But see, there would have been no displaying of the attributes, right? So it's not messing it up, it's coming out to the right order. Adam in the spiritual man could not fall. But Brother Randall said Adam in the natural man fell. But we got to cover that because that's hard to understand. You can't make Adam die and go to hell. Don't get into your line of thinking. So when Brother Randall said Adam died, think about natural. But you got to get the man here first. See? You got to get the man Adam here. Because there is no fallen condition with the spiritual man Adam. The spiritual man Adam is in the image of God and likeness and cannot fall. All right? Then if we believe the prophet in saying that God wanted to display his attributes, he was a savior, a healer, and there was nothing to be sick. There was nothing to be lost. So what did he do? God had to make a way that the attributes could come into being. What did he do? He made Adam a flesh man. Genesis 2. He made him a flesh man. And he put that Genesis 1, 26 and 27 man, spirit man, into flesh. Now, he has a way to express his attributes. Because Adam was a human being. But see, Adam had eternal life in his soul. Because that was the image of God put into Adam. Genesis 1 put into Genesis 2. All right? Now, when he comes to that place, then Adam is standing there, a flesh man. God had to create Adam that way to be able to make to where that he could bring his attributes into being. See, now he has the ability to do that. Because Adam is a flesh man. Adam is a flesh man. So Adam and Eve would come forth, blasphemous names. He would be eternal in soul. Adam and Eve would be. But not eternal in body. Because if he's eternal in body, there wouldn't be no ability to fall. There wouldn't be no doing. Now wait, what I'm saying. Hey, Brother Random, blasphemous names. What did he fall? The seal book, Brother Random said, Adam fell from eternal life to death in the garden. Where did he fall to? Did he die and go to hell? No. Well, why can't you just think a little bit? Put on your thinking cap and spiritually think it over. God is bringing forth a way that his plan of redemption can be made manifest. Well, man had to fall to where that there could be a redemption. And he couldn't create a sinner. So he created him perfect. I didn't say eternal. Now, and he did in the spirit man, but not the physical body, huh? Adam's body was not eternal. That's what I said about that scripture there in Corinthians, if we have time to get to it. You got the first man, Adam, and the second man, Adam. First man, Adam, was a human being. Second man, Adam, was the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize then that God created Adam into a human being before Jesus, the flesh man, came into being? Did you catch that? Before the flesh man, Jesus, could come into being, it took 4,000 years. Really six, coming over into where we're at, but 4,000 years to be able to bring forth the human body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Adam came first, according to Corinthians there. Which came first? See, Adam came forth, and God created him in the way that he would be subject, not sinful, but subject to sin, because he'd be a human being. The spiritual man couldn't fall. Amen. Huh? So when Brother Branham gets into the seal book, he said, Adam fell from eternal life to death. But you're not listening to the rest of what he says. He said, you say then Adam died. He said, but before Adam died, said he had a lamb. Oh, yes. Amen. Now, you can't make Adam fall the way you think he fell. Because he didn't fall to eternal death. He fell to natural death. In other words, he never did reach eternal life in flesh. He had eternal life in his soul. In the image of God. But he never did come to the... That natural man never come to the position of eternal life. Even the natural man, Jesus Christ, didn't come into the world with eternal life in his flesh. The key to the whole thing is where he come to where he was supposed to be. See, if you'll read Corinthians 15, you'll remember one thing. If you'll read it and read it and read it, Corinthians 15, read the whole chapter there. Paul is talking about the resurrection. No resurrection. No change of the body. Okay? So listen. See, so in the natural creation, in other words, in the creation, it goes from God and his coming to forth of the word and thing, and then he brings Adam into being. Now he's got somebody that he can fellowship with. And he's got a man, remember, that was put over the animals, not the physical man, Adam. The spiritual man is the one that was put over the animals to rule them and control them and things. Naturally, the human element would come involved, but yet it's still not there. See, Jesus didn't come forth in flesh until 4,000 years later. He said, well, I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm talking about one simple thing. First, it's God coming down, condescending, bringing it over. And when he does, he brings man into being in a spiritual condition. Well, Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Then that's not, no way then God looking at it, there's no way that he can do anything because man is not fallen, so he can't display the attribute of Savior, Healer, etc. He can't do that. Those are parts of his attributes, of his being, of his person. Amen. Brother Brown said, if you want to know what God looks like, he said, just look for what he's making manifest. All right. See, so it's God coming down and bringing Adam, the spirit man, into being. Then he puts that over into the flesh. And when he does, man falls. He's standing there with eternal life in his soul, but his body is not eternal. Don't think. Don't ever get it in your mind. Don't even consider the thoughts that you can say, well, I'm a Christian. I can't be lost. I'm saved. I can't be lost. Don't get that in your mind. Adam never died and went to hell, no. But yet he never reached eternal life in flesh. There's never been but one man that ever reached eternal life in flesh. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's the key to the whole thing that I've been talking about. There's the part of creation that I haven't spoke of. All right? So we talked about three stages. Of God existing alone and then coming down. Now he exists with Adam and Eve. Because Eve was in Adam. That's what Brother Brown said. Now you can argue with him if you want to. Said Eve was in Adam in theophany. So that's all right with me. But you just do what you want to because you are anyway. You're not going to listen. You think you got it figured out. But you see, I'll go ahead and let's just see if you got it figured out. You really realize the new creation, new race hadn't started yet. It's never been in but one man. See, I'm just beginning to get started of understanding. But trying to get you and me to understand what the stages of creation. That God condescended downwardly in his creation. if you want to call it, in his being, in his coming forth. He came down into where that he could be comprehended. All right? And when he did, he brought a man into being, Adam, spirit man, in his own image. Right? That still wasn't enough. There's no way that Adam in that condition could fall. So he puts him in natural flesh. Come on, right? He puts him in natural flesh. The natural flesh man can fall not to hell, not to be lost eternally, but can fall from the point of what's doing because Adam never attained unto the position that God wanted him to do. He fails in sin. Well, I don't understand that. No, you're not wanting to understand. If you want to understand, just simply listen. You come from God to Adam. Everything's still perfect. No sin. No Savior. No nothing. Then you come from Adam, the spirit man, to the natural man. And an atonement appears. Natural man fell from attaining unto the position that he should have been. Had there been no fall, Adam would have walked right straight in. And you and I would have been able to walk right straight in with him. Because remember one thing for certain, the tree of life was in the garden. Right? The tree of life was in the garden. We deal with the tree of death with Adam, with Satan and the beast and the thing like, and we don't get the point of seeing the tree of life was standing there. God had to make an atonement. I know I preach funny and I preach to where that you've got to understand because I want it to be that way. See, because that way you have a hopes of being able to receive. Have you thought about what I'm saying? That when Adam came into being, now you have something that can fall. But not be eternally lost. Right. Why? Because before then, the atonement had already been made. Before Adam sinned, the atonement, the lamb, that's why the Brother Branham said, did you say, but Brother Branham said Adam died. He said before Adam died, he said he had a lamb. Where was that lamb? Before the foundation of the world.
Amen. That's right.
That's what your Bible says. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. When was that lamb slain? Before the world. Back there when he was existing alone. Because he was making a way. Come on, church. One split second in the presence of God without an atonement, you're dead. Agree? Well, see, if Adam and Eve had sinned without the atonement already made for them, where would they be? They would have been lost. But the lamb was already slain. You say, well, that was in God's mind. Hey, God's mind is a whole lot more real than me and you, so don't go that away with me. Just stay with me and listen. See, when the natural man came into being, he came into being perfect. God didn't create him wrong. He didn't create Eve wrong. He created Eve to be what she wound up being, a mother. Right? He didn't create her to be a male. He created her to be a female. That's why there's... But you see, then you get Adam here from the spiritual condition. Then you get him here as a physical being, and you see the fall transpires. And the fall, when it comes into being, then God can start coming on the scene. But the flesh man, Jesus, didn't come back there. It was 4,000 years later. When Jesus come into flesh. Huh? So you got it from God to Adam, spiritually speaking. Then you got Adam coming into being as a part of Genesis 2, as to where he's the flesh man, and he brings the ability for the fall to follow forth. And you got a long ways before you come to the new creation, new race. You got 4,000 years of mankind upon earth and man stumbling, trying to find his way to God, and God trying his best to reveal himself to man. But there's nobody in the Old Testament received eternal life. Nobody came like Adam. You see, now nobody come like, no, that's right, nobody didn't come like Jesus, but nobody come like Adam. Because Adam comes spirit man first, which was eternal life in his soul. The natural man comes second. All right? Now, so then from Adam to Jesus, you have the natural man, flesh man. You have mankind in a fallen condition. But just remember all the way through, you still have the atonement. The atonement was made before the foundation of the world. So when mankind sinned, it just brought a display of that attribute into being. Come on, church. I was sitting there the other day crying. I thought, God, can the people see what I'm talking about? By approaching it the way I'm talking about it, when you got Adam coming into being as a spiritual man first, then he comes into being as a physical man, now you have the ability for God to display his attributes. Amen. Because Adam sinned. Well, he can't sin. He had eternal. He didn't have eternal life like you and I have eternal life. Now that one's going to take a while to explain. You mean there's a difference? Yes, Adam never went through a new birth. There's a difference in Adam and Jesus. Adam was created, Brother Branham said, straight from the hand of Almighty God, and he was created a full-grown man. But when Jesus come, it took 4,000 years before that baby could come into being. But when that baby would come into being, he would be the only begotten. Adam was his first creation. Jesus was his only begotten. The only one that was ever begotten that away. The only one that ever come that away. Come on, am I right? Amen. Eve conceived of the Holy Ghost, not through man. I mean Mary conceived, not through man. Jesus was virgin born. Adam wasn't virgin born. Adam was created. Right? Adam was created. Jesus was virgin born. Begotten of the Father. A body. Brought into being by God Almighty Himself. See, then you have Adam to Jesus. You have natural man. In a sinful condition. When you come to Jesus, now you have the ability to talk about, now I'm talking about Jesus when he came into birth and came on up and down, not, he wasn't capable of dying for our sins when he was first born. He you know, you understand what I'm talking about. He had to wait until the ministry was there, the thing. But yet when it did, there stands a new creation. Nobody between Adam and Jesus was virgin born. A new creation. God and man to meet together in a human element and be a new creation. No longer dealing by ways of the natural creation. He dealt with Adam. I'm quoting Brother Branham, and Adam failed. He dealt with Moses, and Moses failed. He met with Abraham, trying to do it. Abraham failed. Right. See, nobody's ever been able to do anything during that time between Adam coming forth as a human being in flesh. Nobody down through there had a virgin birth. Right? But then one day here come the one that could make a new creation. And Jesus was a new creation. God and man met together in human flesh. The birth of that flesh. Why was it not okay that David, the great God loved David. Why couldn't he just let him have a baby and things and it be all right? You know what I'm saying, through a wife or whatever. He couldn't do it. It wouldn't be no new creation. It'd be the old creation. Okay? Are you following me? See, then when Jesus comes on earth, the baby Jesus, there is a new creature. And I said that the way I meant it. There come a new creature. God and man in human flesh. A new creature. Not like all the rest of them. Not like the rest of mankind. But a new creation. There he stood on this earth. As a new creation. There he went through his life in 30 years and time. A new creation. Yet he couldn't display it. Are you with me? He couldn't display it. Because as it was in the garden, there had to be a fall. So he had to permit Adam to come. Now, when you see Jesus standing on the earth, he's a total new creation. He's God in human flesh. Right? The man Christ Jesus, the second Adam, was God in human flesh. God created a body to come down and live in. That body would make the atonement. Yeah? But you put him as a human being, and what was he standing there in a type now, an example? You had Adam standing with eternal life in his soul, but yet his body was not eternal. So you have the same situation existing when Jesus comes on the scene. The soul was eternal, but the body was not. And Brother Brown said it even at River Jordan there, that the body had to be redeemed, the body of Jesus. Not that it was sinful, no, but because it had a beginning. And anything that has a beginning has an ending. Right? Adam's body had a beginning. It'll have to have an ending. It has to be made eternal. Are you following me? But you see, when it happens with mankind, God and man becomes one by the new birth. We're a new creature, according to the Bible. A new creation. Distinct from the old creation. Now, is there any difference in you and David? No, we look alike, we act alike, we live alike, we eat alike, we do. I'm just saying David, you know, any man, anybody you want to put it. But in Jesus Christ was the ability. Just as it was in Adam, the ability to fall was God's plan. I said ability to fall. I didn't say made. God didn't make Adam fall. But the ability to fall came into being. Now you've got one coming that can take away the fall. See, Jesus was a new creation. A new creature. He wasn't no of the old race. He wasn't born from Mary. You know what I'm talking about? He was born by the spoken word. He was spoken into existence. He was begotten. Not created. Jesus wasn't created. He was begotten. He came forth from the womb of a woman, right? But yet he had to do that to be able to be our brother. Our Savior. Those attributes could not be displayed. There was things back in the Old Testament, like healings and things, and there was a salvation of the Old Testament. Yes, but it was not a salvation of eternal life in the soul of mankind. None of us didn't even come like Adam. Jesus is the only one that came in the correct way. You see, when Jesus stood on this earth, it was the beginning of a new creation. Huh? No longer dealing like he was with Adam and Abraham and Moses and all of them. Because they couldn't do it. God and man met in Jesus Christ. In a new creation. But let me say it this way, and then I'll get back to it eventually. Do you realize that being a new creation, new race, the Lord Jesus standing on earth was God's plan and purpose. God's desire had been made flesh. Because there stood our healer, our savior, our redeemer, all the things. Stood on earth in a man called Jesus. He was a new creation. Totally different. Now, maybe that will dawn on you if you'll just listen a minute. If he's a new creation, and a new creation meant for him to come the way he came, then do you realize the way you came? He didn't have to come by a new birth to be a new creation. But we have to have a new birth to be a new creation. Right? We have to have a new birth. We have to go through justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The receiving of eternal life into our soul. Still, we just reached a position that we have eternal life in our soul. Because we don't have eternal life in our body and our spirit. There's things God has not displayed yet, too. One thing is, he hasn't changed our bodies. You say, well, how can that come? It'll come because of we... All right, listen. So we have to have the new birth to be a new creature. But even though we have the new birth, it doesn't mean we have the virtues, etc. We don't have all of the things. We have to grow into those things as children in a new creation. But at least we can talk about a new creation. But just remember one thing. You're sitting here right now as a new creature in Christ Jesus by the new birth into your soul, but your body's not redeemed. It's paid for. All right. But it's not redeemed. See, Jesus reached that position. Jesus became a new creature because there was never a creature like that before. And he was the beginning of the creation of God. God in human flesh. But yet he had to walk in that human flesh that was not eternal. But in his death, burial, and resurrection, he reached it. That's why the Bible says that no man hath approached to immortality except Jesus Christ. Immortality is eternal life in a human element. There's never been a man with eternal life in a human element outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he had to give that life to be able to even just to make us new creatures. Sure, we're a new creature, but there's a lot more to go with it. There's a lot more that has to be covered in a new creation because, see, you and I are only adopted into. We'll get to that. But just stay with me for a second. Let me just read this because I tried to read it the last time and still didn't get it fully read. Let me go ahead, brothers, to number 11. Because it's the thing that we've been reading over and over to try to get you to understand. And now listen. The key is to listen very carefully to the wording of the prophet. Because in the wording, he's laying down the plan of redemption. But see, justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost is not the full plan of redemption. You got to have a body change. See, there's a plan of redemption that's not covered. It's a body change. So listen to what he's saying now. But now he's standing in the midst of the church. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. As he stands there revealing who he is in this last age. He calls himself the author of the creation of God. That's the author means the creation. You know, that's the point of it, trying to get you to see. Look now. He calls himself the author of the creation of God. This is another creation. Now, if he's the author, if he's the creator, this is another creation. This is the church coming forth into the same creation that he is. May I say it that way? You think we're not going to have to do that? We're going to have to come to the same way he came. Listen, this is another creation. This has to do with the church. This is a special designation of himself. So what is the church? The church is the born-again believer. That is a special designation of God. So now you have, by the new birth in you, God in human flesh. Called a new creation. No, it's not finished. No, we've got a lot more to go. But we can say that. Because listen, this is a special designation of himself. He is the creator of the church. The heavenly bridegroom created his own bride. As the Spirit of God, he came down. Now look, I don't know how they done what they're putting in it, but listen, the heavenly bridegroom created his own bride. Stop now. Now the next part of the sentence is going over to, well, let's read it. He is the creator of that church. The heavenly bridegroom created his own bride. All right. As the Spirit of God, he came down and created in the Virgin Mary the cells from which his body was born. Now he's gone to the body. Right? Come on, he's gone to the body now. All right? See, then the body is going to have to be made a new creature. The new birth makes your soul a new creation. But something's got to happen to this body. So look where he goes from. Has to do with the church. This is a special designation of himself. Okay. He is the creator of the church. The heavenly bridegroom created his own bride. Amen. Stop your sentence and listen for a minute now. Now, as the Spirit of God, he came down and created in the Virgin Mary the cells from which his body was born. I want to repeat that. He created the very cells in the womb of Mary for that body. It was not enough for the Holy Spirit to simply give life to a human supplied by Mary. See, we don't believe Mary supplied no egg or nothing. No, God created egg and sperm. Okay. That would have been sinful mankind producing a body. That would not have produced the last Adam. If Mary had anything to do with the birth of Jesus Christ, it would not have produced the second Adam. The second Adam is the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory. First Adam is the God, you know, of the human elements and the things of back there. Listen. that would not have produced the last Adam. Of him it was said, lo, a body thou hast thou, Father, prepared for me. God, not Mary, provided that body. Mary was the human incubator, and she carried that holy child and brought him to birth. It was a God-man. He was the Son of God. He was of the new creation. Now, man and God met and joined. He was the first of this new race. He is the head of this new race. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Are you listening? Are you thinking about what he's saying? But let me just get this and I'll quit, because I know I can't go. We have to come, you and I, somebody has to come to a certain position. I believe that. I've always taught that. I believe it. I believe that it's involved in the basis of you and me reaching a position. And that position is a new creature. It starts from your soul. Makes your soul eternal. Then you start up the stature of a perfect man, growing in grace and knowledge and those things. See, it's not finished there. The word of God had to come forth in the last days to bring the ability to reach that position. Right? Is that what the prophet, is that his word? All right. And see, then what is it doing? It's to bring forth a new race of people. You realize by the new birth that you're a new race. Let's get it right now and hold it. You're born again believer. You are of a new race. You're not the old order made over. If you are, you're not born again. That's what the prophet's saying. He said, it's not the old order. See, we've got to reach the position that Adam was in the garden. And Adam in the garden was a human being with eternal life in his soul. But yet his body, he couldn't get to the tree of life. But see, in the end time, the bride of Christ has to come to the tree of life, which is the word of God. Amen. All right? He comes down and designates himself by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, makes her part of this new race. Look what a race it would have been had Adam had not fallen. Can you comprehend that? I know that you say, well, that's impossible to be because it wasn't going to happen. I know it, but what if it had? Do you realize what it would have been had Adam not fallen? You realize it would be a wonderful world. And even the worst that Satan could do would not be able to take us down. But what about a group of people coming to a position through Jesus Christ in the new birth, a new creature, until she's part of a new race? You're part of a new race. You're a new race of people. You're a new order of people. You have the greatest ability that could be thinking about. You have eternal life in your soul. And you have a right to the tree of life, to take of that tree of life and live forever. Amen. You can't live eternal as to part Adam was saying. That's why I said it would live forever. All right? You right now have the new birth. That makes your soul part of that new creation. But the one who made it possible for us to come to that place went on further than just the new birth. His body was made eternal in the resurrection. Now he is a new creation, a new race. Truly God and man living in a human vessel. You realize that's what it's going to be for us to get out of here? Well, we just can't do that, brother. Well, then we're not going to get out of here then. So quit flummering around about it and think about it. By the new birth, we have the ability to be the part of the body of Jesus Christ. We're waiting the redemption of our body to finish this new race. Do you realize what it's going to be? Brother Ray, if you get eternal life in your body, then you're not an old race. You're a new creature. But you're what God wanted. Now, he doesn't want us to stop without a change of the body. Getting the change of the body to go with this. New creature. People deal with it. You're talking about new creation, new creature. And they'll say, yes, that new creature, that's in Jesus Christ. Amen. But somebody's going to go on to until this body is changed. You say, well, I don't know whether I can make it or not. Well, all right, then, just don't get in nobody's way. Is that the best way the prophet had to say? Did he make that statement? He said, "Don't let me, if I can't do it, don't let me hinder somebody that can." I've preached over 40 years. And over the 40 years, I've preached from Genesis to Revelation, new creation, new race. But I admit right now that I've seen more about that in the past year than I've seen in all of my life. Just trying to bring it to you. That you're a new creature. But it's not finished. This body is hindering us. This body is in our way. Stature of a perfect man is supposed to get involved. Why to try to take over this old flesh man? And do it. But see, the Bible says that Jesus was the only one, come on musician, only ones to reach immortality. Eternal life in human flesh, the Lord Jesus is the only person. But see, you and I are going to have to come that, or we're not part of that new creation, new race that he is. I hope you listen to what I just said. If we don't come to a change of the body, we are not totally a new creation, new race. We're a new creature. We're Christian. We're Christian. We have eternal life. But when you talk about a new creation, new race, you're talking about God living in human flesh that has been made eternal. You mean you think that these bodies are going, well, if they're not, what are we going to do? I mean, are we going to just keep dying and just keep running and just keep going and just going away and just, you know, and up another group? Oh, we'll get it in this generation. If we don't, we'll get it in another generation. Mm-mm. Time's running out. Whether you like it or not, it's running out on every one of us. Physically speaking, it's running out. But you see, if we can come to that point, the new birth brings you to the point of a new creation. But the change of the body is going to bring you to a new race. A race that God before the world saw in his mind of what he wanted. And he's going to provide that. He said, well, we just can't do it. What? Okay. Just don't get in the way of the others who want to. You know what I'm saying? In other words, don't try to down something. I just don't see what Brother Dale's talking about. I can't understand this. You know what I'm saying? Well, are you in lifting up or tearing it down? Which way? Because if you turn it down, you're in trouble with God. Not with me. You're in trouble with God because you're doubting the way God is speaking. I'm trying to tell you what the prophet said, because every bit today, you got the notes. New creation, new race. A bunch of people with eternal life in body, spirit, and soul. There is your new creation, new race. You say, we can't make it. Well, okay, then we can't make it. So let's eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we may die. And the way this old COVID guy is doing, or how you pronounce all them things when his viruses, he's doing pretty good. But if we're a new race, why do we buckle down to something like that? Why don't we stand up and say, by his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. A new creation, a new race. What we got, brother? Let's stand.
Sing that little chorus. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace.
See, then I want to be a new race.
Oh, I can of angels' wings, I see glory on each face.
I want to be back about 18, 20 years old. What about you?
The presence.
Well, there's a new creation, new race will be finished.
Is in this place.
When the bride becomes like he was.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel
anybody
His mighty power and His grace. Oh, I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on His face. Surely the presence of the Lord.
Now remember what we're doing, you know, to you that stay here to eat, you that leave, whatever. We're not trying to order this or do that. We're trying to get everything figured out where we can operate.
Amen.
All right. And see, then just remember what you're doing. Remember the closeness. Remember the mask. Remember the things. And just while you're here, and those that go out and get something to eat, remember what you're doing. You're just trying to do the best you can. I like what Ryan said. He said, me and my family will just go out to eat. Well, I mean, that's good. You know, he's got his mind in the right order. So, you know, we do the best we can. We're just trying to keep from being so crowded or congested for such a long period of time in the building, anywhere, downstairs, upstairs, or whatever. Because we're just trying to do our best as human beings.
Yes.
You know. Just thank God for Calvary. Father, we thank you. What we've said today, Lord, we've tried, but we know we fail. So just help us. Help us all to try to get a thought in our mind that would be concerned to a point where we're a new creation. But we're not into that the way we want to be. We're not a new creation the way we want to be. We're a new creation in a new birth, right, Lord? We believe that, but we have other things too. We need more about you. Have your way in each one of our hearts and lives. We love you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth